A lot of American Christians know the New Testament a little bit. If you read the Old Testament, you see it marked by Jesus Christ over and over and over. There's a thing called an archetype. An archetype is something that shows up in the Old Testament and it points to Christ in the New Testament. We see God at the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned, promising a Messiah to come. We see God shedding blood and clothing man. That's an archetype of Christ to come. We see the wooden ark of Noah, sparing him from the wrath of God. That's an ark to come. We see the lambs being slaughtered. That's an archetype of Christ to come. We saw physical circumcision. That's an archetype of the Holy Spirit circumcising your heart. So many archetypes from the Old Testament to the New. And if you know these, love you, ma'am. Repent from that anger and that flesh. Old lady about 3 feet tall walking by screaming and yelling at me. She was, might have been 4.5 feet tall. Lots of archetypes from the Old Testament to the New. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. But that doesn't mean that you can live in your sin the same way. That means God's character and nature is the same. Loving, graceful, wrath, fire, anger, mercy, righteousness, justice, goodness. God is all these things. I just walked by a police officer. A whole bunch of people are complaining I'm here. I walked by a police officer. He didn't have a word to say to me. I'm totally legal. You might have heard it. I gave him a gospel card, thanked him for his service. If I don't obey the law, as I talked about in another audio, the police will take me down. What's going to become of you, neighbor, as you're not obeying the word of God? You're living your own life. What's going to become of you? On judgment day, the righteous judge is going to sentence you, send you away, but there is a path to redemption, grace, and forgiveness. We talked about archetypes of the Old Testament. Redemption is all about the Old Testament and then Christ coming in the New. He is the Redeemer. What does a Redeemer do? A redeemer redeems. That means to save, to ransom, to spare, to bring to the Father. He said he came to seek that which was lost. Are you willing to seek the kingdom of God? Are you willing to trade this life? My website teaches a lot on the archetypes. It teaches on the old to the new. It's got the gospel all over. It's there for you for free.
If you know anybody who needs help crossing the street,
you absolutely can open the Word of God. James says, ask God for wisdom. You have not because you ask not. If you're not asking for the truth and wisdom, you have nothing before a holy God. Seek the kingdom. Turn and be transformed. Lay down your life and lose it. Jesus told us many parables. Parables that point us to the Father and to the kingdom. Go read Matthew 25. He talks about those sheep and the goats that will be separated. A few sheep unto himself and the goats sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. A lot of people talk about faith only. There is no faith only in the Bible. Not one verse says that. James says you're not saved by faith alone.
Playing my daughter's song,
faith alone, grace alone is not of God. By faith, through grace, we can find salvation, but it comes with repentance and turning from your sin, coming out of your worldliness, coming out of your carnality, being born again by the Spirit of God. When you're truly born again, you want the truth of God. You don't want lies, error, carnality, sin, worldliness. What we're looking at here is thousands of people that are unregenerated in their hearts. Thousands of people that are lost and ready for the judgment of God. My job is to go out and look for one sheep that will hear, and the seeds of God's word will go deep in them, and they'll seek out those archetypes from the Old Testament to the New. They'll see Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. They'll see their church systems are false and corrupt. Not one is of God. Name one. Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Mennonite, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. None of them are of a holy God, because they're full of errors mixed with truth. Isn't that what Satan did in the garden? What did Satan do in the garden? He took God's word and he twisted it. Modern pastors and priests do that. What did he do with Jesus on the Temple Mount? Satan took God's word and he tried to pervert it. That's what the church systems do today, the priests and the pastors. They take God's word, pervert it, corrupt it. Are you living for the true word of God? Are you studying like a Berean to know that which is true? Satan runs this culture and the churches. Repent and come out. Turn from your sin, Americans. One lie will keep you out of the kingdom of God. Revelation 22. Loving you, telling you the truth. Galatians 4:16, Brother Paul says, have I become your enemy for telling you the truth? The truth will set you free, Jesus said in the book of John. But the only way to be set free by the truth of God is to walk in it. 1 John says we can be cleansed by the blood of Christ if we walk in the truth. He talks about confessing our sins. Confessing means you agree with God that you're a sinner and you must leave your sin. You can't repent and confess and stay in your sin. Judgment is coming. Satan's world is growing. The entertainment system, the political system, the church systems are all rooted in Satan. The tribulation is at the door, and I can promise you, if you don't live for Jesus today, if you don't lose your life today, if you don't surrender everything today, you're not going to surrender your life when the tribulation comes, when the end time comes. If you think COVID lockdown was something, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Antichrist is going to rise up. The one world system is coming. The digital money system is coming. The worldwide tracking system is coming. Go read the book of Revelation. It's all over the pages. Do not be caught unaware of Satan's evil. The Bible says, resist him as God's people, and he will flee from you. Are you resisting Satan today, or are you going along with his culture, with the flesh, with the world, with denominations? What are you living for? What are you going along with? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart will be. So if you treasure experiences, if you treasure your flesh, if you treasure your hobbies and your pride and your vanity, how you look, that's your treasure. That's where your heart's at. But if you humble yourself, if you become meek and lowly, if you're willing to cry out to a mighty God and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know Jesus died for me, and I'm willing to turn from my sin. You can have the hope of eternal life to come. The problem is, last point, most people want their sin and salvation. You can't have your sin and salvation. You got to repent and leave your sin. You got to come out of the false church systems and the culture. You got to come out of your pride, your vanity, your worldliness, trusting in other things. Unless you come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life. Jesus did not die so you could live a worldly life. Jesus died to call a people to himself. Peter says, a peculiar people, holy, a royal priesthood, You're not a royal priesthood as you live like the world. Test yourself, Americans. Loving our neighbor on this beautiful day, lifting up the only way to eternal life, warning you about the wrath that's coming. Don't miss the love, grace, and mercy of Christ while there's time.